The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christ taught them as one having authority, meaning first he acts, then he preaches. Unlike the scribes who first preach and they do not follow their own preaching. And this really is our model today, to first follow the commands of our Lord and then to preach them. What good is it for a single soul to harangue people about charity if they themselves have none? What good is it to tell the passerby to give money to the poor man on the street if he himself refuses to do it? As Christians, we are called to be leaders in the faith, not mere managers. A manager, as I'm sure many of you know, is someone who shouts commands from the back, telling you to, go do your work, without ever lifting a finger to help. Whereas a leader, a real leader, steps up and leads from the front. They lead by example. My brothers and sisters, if we're going to call ourselves teachers or preachers or catechists, if we're going to take on the role of parents or godparents, or even priest, we must make sure our actions correspond to our words, lest we become hypocrites like the scribes and the Pharisees.